for Theater Talk on WBFO. I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.
Well, there's so much going on Buffalo stages, including the Book of Mormon back for the third time at Shays.
And I saw it on its first night back in town. I forgot how hard I would laugh. I just, at the most lowbrow humor in the history of Broadway, I swear. They're just so, so funny. It's the story of two mismatched 19-year-old Mormon missionaries on their mission to Uganda and the adventures of self-discovery they experience there.
Self-discovery, that's one way to put it.
And if you've seen Book of Mormon before, it's certainly worth a return trip. If you have not ever seen it, you owe it to yourself to get over to Shays. Prepare to be offended and enjoy being offended. It is beyond irreverent. It's in bad taste, and I loved every minute.
And in addition to all of that, though, it's also a great send-up of the tropes of Broadway, you know, the signature styles, the one after the other.
And of Disney. It is all of that cheesy Main Street Parade choreography with the flipping heads and the jazz hands, but little parodies of Rodgers and Hammerstein as well, which are so funny.
But it's only up through Sunday evening at Shays. Now, I've got to tell you, equivocation over at the Kavanoki. Oh my gosh, this was everything I'd hoped it would be and more.
Well, that, Mr. Hall, is because you are a total nerd. I bet you play Scrabble. I bet you watch spelling bees on cable television. That is what this is.
It is.
Yeah, it was perfect for me as well. Shakespeare is the central character of the play, and he has been enlisted by the court of King James I to write a propaganda play about the gunpowder plot. And he becomes kind of a Jacobean Detective Columbo, heading through to find out the truth of this. And you feel so smart at the end, because they flatter you by peppering little bits of history and Shakespeare and how smart I am. I'm capable of laughing at that joke, and it's great fun.
I'm glad you mentioned that, because I've been telling people you don't have to know anything about British history or Shakespeare. They give you all the information you need to set up the joke, and then, as you say, you feel very smart, you laugh, and they move right on to the next one.
And they move right along, and Guy Ballantyne as Shakespeare, I thought, was splendid. The whole cast is very, very good under the direction of Katie Mallinson.
And that's just the kind of thing Katie Mallinson could direct. She can handle these complex plots with a lot of extra information. Very smart.
She does understand dramaturgy.
On the other hand, I didn't have such a great time at Musical Fair late in the evening, a collection of songs by Paul Simon.
So I have heard, and yet I had a good time, and I was there the same night. We should explore that a little bit.
Okay. Well, it seemed like they bit off way too much. They took 32 different songs from Paul Simon and created not music videos, but dance routines to accompany the music.
Each is a standalone modern dance interpretation of the Paul Simon song. There is a kind of implied narrative about a homeless veteran that carries through, and not entirely clear, but in the individual pieces, quite beautiful. And it's a brand new work. So I thought, if you look at the individual pieces, the work is quite beautiful. I think that what you're having discomfort with is the overall arc of the evening.
I found it dreary and somewhat repetitive, and I also sort of resented the way they took huge topics in American history, you know, racism, the Freedom Riders, the Vietnam War, and just seemed to gloss right over them. Here's a little tidbit about the war, and we move on.
Move right along. Well, I think that Michael Wallin, who's very talented, and who put it together, I like the concept. And I think now that he sees what he has up, he's a smart guy, he will begin to calibrate and move pieces around, expand certain gestures, eliminate others, and you see what you've got. And you hope that at a theater like Musical Fair, where they're devoted to musical theater, that the audience is kind of along for the ride and knows that they're at the start of something. And I enjoyed it for its individual pieces. And I think, you know, we both would agree, those criticisms aside, the work is very good.
It is. And Michael Wallin's genius, among other things, is his ability to take each actor slash dancer where they are and come up with routines that make them look good.
Though I gotta say, it was lovely to see Terry Ann George, who can dance for days, back on the stage.
Not so much dancing and a little less singing than one might expect over at O'Connell Company for a very, very funny 1776 with some of the best comic actresses in Buffalo.
Yeah, I think that O'Connell and Company went back to their high mark with this, Steve Vaughn directing, a few liberties with the text that raised an eyebrow with me, but in the main, I enjoyed the interpretations.
Hey, we have two openings with Ujima Theater and Paul Robeson Theater. Where should we start?
Well, easy to describe the Three Sistas at the Paul Robeson Theater, which is a retelling of Chekhov's Three Sisters. But really cool, Passing Strange, Ujima Theater Company opening their brand new home, a new theater at 429 Plymouth Avenue in Buffalo. and that's an historic moment. Opens tonight, Passing Strange.
Congratulations, Ujima. For Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.